We're in Hilchas Yontif, Simin Tov Tzadi Zayin. We're up to Sif Yud, and we'll be doing from Yud to Yud Gimel. Ketzer Huazimun. So we learned that in order that your animals or chickens, your birds, are not considered muktzah for use on Yontif. Remember, we define the muktzah that we're talking about here as anything you didn't expect to use. Such as birds that just jumped in and you're raising them and you don't normally go and shech them. What makes them ready for use for yantifs? You need zimun. How do you do zimun? Omer ze veze ani nota lamachar. An erev yantif, you say, the lashon is omer, you say this and this I'm going to take. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that this saying does not have to be out loud. You can think it to yourself as well. Vein sarach lenanim, and you do not have to shake them, unlike Beis Shammai, who says you literally have to go and shake the birds you want to use. No, it's enough that you say to yourself, this bird and that bird, those are the ones I'm going to use. Aval ba'omer mikanani not lemachar lo sagi, but if you simply say one of these, that's not enough of a hazmana. What's pshat? So chazal had a chashash that a person is going to say mikanani notel. Mikan ani notel means pretty much whatever I'm going to choose tomorrow, that's what I'm going to decide to use. What's going to happen on Yontif? He picks one up and says, this is not fat enough for me. Put it back. Pick up another one. Oh, this is not fat enough for me. Then I'll say, oh, this one's good. So it turns out that the first two were not really what he had in mind in the first place, because he really wanted a good fat chicken. So Chazal are choshish that what's going to happen is he's going to say mikan ani notel, his kavana is whatever I choose tomorrow, and then tomorrow he's going to reject two of them. It turns out those two were muktzah. Those two he never did hazmana for. Therefore, they say that you must select on Erev Yontif a specific bird. Now, and why is that better? When you select a specific bird, why aren't we afraid you're going to change your mind? The Teretz is, since on Erev Yontif, when you selected it, you could have checked them. If you decided not to, then it must be that it doesn't bother you all that much. It doesn't bother you all that much. We're not afraid that on Yontif you're going to reject one because it's not fat enough for you. Now the Bir Halacha brings down that in the Shita Mekubet says that it's dafka when you're talking about birds, yonim, pigeons. But if you're talking about tarnagolas, if you're talking about hens, people generally know exactly what the state of each one of their hens is. It's only in the case of a pigeon where you're not familiar with all your pigeons. So the Bir Halacha wants to say that is referring to, remember, what kind of chicken is muktzah? It's a tarnagol's homedes the gadol beitzim. It's a chicken that you did not raise for eating, you raised it for eggs. Such a chicken, you're often unaware of just where it stands in terms of just how fat or lean it is. So dafka there, the Shita Mekubetzes is saying that in the case of a chicken, you know. On the contrary, it could be that he says that only in the case of a chicken that is not omedes legadol beitzim, but in the case of a tarnagol omedes legadol beitzim, it could be that there you really do have to know. So lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does not come out with a clear answer. Lahalacha, what you really have to do is be miyachad a certain one. Now let's go further. Yud Aleph. Im zimen kol hashovach ve'ein tzarech el lezug. What happens if you went and said, oh, I want this entire shovach, this entire birdhouse full of birds? Ein tzarech el lezug. You really only need two birds for yontif. Ein o moel, that is not enough for hazmana. Hazmana has to be, I intend on using these tomorrow. If I want to make hazmana on all of them, it's got to be that I intend on using all of them. If there is a chance that he'll need all of them, even though it turns out that he doesn't, nevertheless, on the tzad that he may need all of them, he can go be mazmin all of it. And then tomorrow he'll take whatever it is that he needs. The Mishnah Berurah goes as far as saying that if I know I only need one bird and I'm mazmin two, that's not enough vahazmana. Yud Beis. Zimen shnayim umatzah shlosha. You went and set up two, and you had two over there, so you knew which two—the two that are sitting in this box—and you find three. O zimen shcharim ulavanim. You went and you said, all right, these white ones, these black ones, bekanim amuvdolim b'mechitza. They were in nests that are separated by a mechitza. And you find where you thought the black were, the white were, and where the white were, the black were. Asurim elim kemakir, and if you don't recognize the particular birds, we say they probably got switched, and therefore they're not considered muzmanim. Now, why aren't they batal? Why do we not say that the added one is batal in the case of where you prepared two and you found three? So one of those three is not the right one. Why don't you say he's batal barov? So the answer is, first, the Baal Chai is not batal, and second, it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir in any way in Muktzeh. Now, a few cases. Case number one, you tie the feet of two chickens and prepare them, and then a third one shows up that's not tied. Obviously, that's not the one that you prepared. There's no problem. What happens if you prepare two, you take one of those two, you come back, or no, you prepare two, and then there are three. And so you don't know what's what, and they're all usher. So you leave. You come back, and one's gone. The halacha is you can be told that the one that went is the one that came, and that the two that are left are really the original ones. That's mutter. Now all this entire halacha only applies if there are other birds' nests within 50 amis, because there we say, I guess a bird came in from over there. But in a case where I prepared black ones over here and white ones over here, and then they got switched, and there are no other birds in the area, I have no reason to say that the black and the white are different ones than what they used to be, and I'll just say that the black and white birds switch positions, but it's the same black and white ones that I had initially. Yud Gimel, Zimein Gimel, Umatza Beis Mutorim. He prepared three and he only finds two. It's mutter, because one left, obviously. We don't say that they switched. Even if he tied three birds together, he comes back and there are only two. It's possible for a bird to get untied. Why do we say this? We're not machzik reyus. It means if we see something added where there's absolutely no way of explaining it other than there's a strange bird here, then there's nothing you can do about that. Not so when I have a way of explaining it. I say, well, one of them left. If one of them left, so the two that I have here are really mine. So we're not machzik a reyesa. Now, what happens in a case I prepared three, and they were tied together, and I come back, and they're all untied. So the halacha is like this. This is a taz, that if I find the same number that I did before, the fact that they're untied is irrelevant. We don't say, oh, these are different ones and the tied ones disappeared. Whereas if I find a different number, I had three and I find two, and even the two don't look the way the first ones were because they're untied, here there's a reyes. Here we really have to be choshes that you switched. There are some achronim. There are some achronim who hold that if they were tied and they got untied, that we will follow the Ramah, and we say v'afilu hayu mekusharim beyachad menatchi ma'adadi, that even though they were tied together and now they're untied, it's all right, and we don't have to be choshish for a reyesa that they came from a different place.